Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President, Ambassador Massari. As you noted in your opening just now, a staggering 258 million people in 58 countries are now in acute hunger levels, or in other words, in IPC 3 or above. But I want to take a step back. In 2017, when the risk of famine started to develop at the proportion and scale that we saw, I don't think we could have imagined we would be here where we are today, both in terms of the sheer number of people facing chronic food insecurity and in the levels of severity. At that time, more than 20 million people in Northeast Nigeria, South Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen were facing famine or a credible risk of famine. And globally, 108 million were facing acute levels of hunger, in other words, at IPC 3 or above. That was unprecedented. And my fear is that we risk losing perspective of the women, men, and children behind these numbers, whose lives straddle between hope and desolation. I just returned from South Sudan, where roughly two-thirds of the population are in a precarious food security situation. It is projected that food security situation. It is projected